My name is Paloma, and you are listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM. Ain't got no tears left to cry.
Let's talk about all the good things, talk about things that you make. We want to know what you think. WGXC invites listeners to share their ideas, input, feedback, praise, and critiques. Email feedback at wgxc.org or drop a note at our Hudson studio at 704 Columbia Street, second floor.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Medlock of LaPorte, Indiana. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
centuries.
Wow, well, what an introduction by Pepper Goldfarb, my little sister. As she said, you're listening to, what is it, Pepper, you're listening to?
Music Centuries.
Music of Recent Centuries, that's right. So today we have a special program featuring traditional music and folk music rather than classical. And what you just heard was some Earl Scruggs, who's a very famous banjo player. He pioneered a style of banjo playing finger picking, and you use three fingers and you pluck. And as you heard, he could do some very fast notes with that. And our next couple pieces are going to come off a record from... it's all reels and airs, and I'll talk a little bit about that after we hear the piece. So without further ado, here is a couple pieces from that record.
Thank you.
Pepper?
Well, Stone Mountain.
Talk a little louder. And so, Pepper, who are you?
Scarlet Pepper.
And you are my sister, right?
Yes.
And did you like that piece?
Yes.
Why'd you like it? You want to say something more than yes? Come on, come a little closer into the mic.
Also a little, nice because you can dance to music like that.
You want to get a little, okay, you liked it because you can dance?
Yeah.
Go a little closer to the mic. And is fast, right?
Yeah.
Do you play an instrument?
I'm beginning on the fiddle.
The fiddle? Yeah, are you going to play the fiddle? Come a little closer to the mic. Okay, and so recently over the summer, I have been going to a music camp called Maine Fiddle Camp up in Maine, as the name states. And Pepper, would you join me there to play some music with your fiddle?
Yeah.
You
and
would?
Miles plays the cello, so we can also do duets.
And what else do I play?
You played the banjo, which is nice because that's why I'm used to hearing some banjo songs.
Pepper, get a little louder. Come on.
Because
what?
Because my brother Miles plays the banjo a lot.
Get closer to the mic so people can hear you. And so I just started the banjo this summer, and I actually got it up in Maine at the camp. And so I've been getting really into the banjo and playing a lot of banjo. And so
He can tell it, he just starts playing.
Yeah, I do. This next piece is not really banjo. This next piece is not really a banjo piece. It's actually an auto harp piece. So it's totally different. Pepper will announce the name after the piece. And so
I'll be talking in between for the next 5 minutes.
Okay, and so here it is. It's by Kilby Snow, and I'll talk a little bit about it afterwards. Auto harp piece. Pepper, do you know the name?
Mother Hare.
Mother Hare, that's right. It was by Kilby Snow, who plays...
a little bit of the banjo.
He plays the auto harp. But he might have played the banjo, I don't know. Do you think you played the banjo, Pepper?
No.
No? Okay. Well, that was just a fun piece. I really like the auto harp because it's a very rich instrument. It sounds so nice and, like, meaty.
And it's a little like the piece that we were listening to right before it, so it's kind of nice.
And then it's kind of fast, right? You like it? It's dancing?
Yeah. And the next piece is going to be also kind of like that a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be from the same record, right, Pepper? Yeah. Same record? Okay. So we're going to hear another piece from the record before, which I'll talk the record that we heard the first two pieces from. I mean, the second couple pieces from. And after that, I'll talk a little more about that record and who we heard on that record. But here is another couple pieces, tunes from that record.
Right.
Yeah. What, Pepper?
Nothing.
Okay, here it is.
Speed bunny float like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the seas to sky. Loud the winds howl, loud the waves roar, thunder clouds rend the air. Baffled our foes, stand on the shore, follow they will not dare. Speed bunny bold like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the seas to sky. Though the waves leap, soft shalt thou sleep, ocean's a royal bed. Rocked in the deep, Flora will keep watch o'er thy weary head. Speed bunny bold like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the seas to sky. Many's the lad fought on that day, well the claymore could wield. When the night came, silently lay dead on Culloden's field. Speed bunny bold like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the seas to sky. Burned are our homes, exile and death, scatter the loyal men. Yet ere the sword cool in the sheath, Charlie will come again. Speed bunny bold like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the seas to sky. Thank you.
Pepper, you know the names of those, right? Yeah.
Little Burn Potato, and the one before it was called Garfield's Hornpipe.
Oh, that's correct. And that is all music from a record called Castles in the Air, Jigs, Reels, and Airs. And I really like this album because it's really kind of about fiddle music and traditional music, and it's on the back. It gives a little history of each of the musicians, and three of them are a family, and then they have a couple additions, but it really showcases kind of folk music and how it's passed along and how it's played. And folk music in general, there's no reading of music, but it's all passed by ear. It's like a tradition, kind of one person plays it and the next person learns it. And so as a result, a lot of different fiddle tunes have many names. So I was listening to this album before the show, and I heard a tune, many tunes actually, that I thought I'd heard in Maine, and I figured that probably they just have different names on this album since it's much older, and now they're known by different names. So, Pepper, do you want to say anything more before we hear the next piece?
The one before is called Little Bird Blue, and yeah.
That's nice. Thank you for coming on the air with me, Pepper. Yeah, and our next, the next tune I'm going to play is from a record called Music of the Ozarks, which is just a collection of tunes collected in the Ozarks.
That's what my dad and my brother and me listen to a lot. We have a record player at home, and we listen to that a lot, and it's really good, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the one we heard three tunes from that record, and the first one with singing was called Sky Boat Song. Pepper, you learned that song, right?
Yeah.
You like to sing it?
Yeah.
And so that was a fun song. I was kind of surprised. I didn't think it was going to play, but fun, too.
My brother put it on because he thought he was going to put on Gertrude's Hornpipe, so yeah.
Okay, well, our next piece is, our next tune is from a record card called Music of the Ozarks. And so, without further ado, here it is.
All right, enjoy.
I had a cow that slobbered bad down in the Arkansas. I took her to my great-granddad way down in the Arkansas. I asked him what to do for it down in the Arkansas. Grandpa said, teach that cow to spit way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas. When I was just a little lad down in the Arkansas, my ma got married to my dad way down in the Arkansas. Grandpa got mad and cussed a while down in the Arkansas, till grandma said it's a lady's style way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas, the sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas. A girl, her name was Lil, down in the Arkansas. I hugged that girl all over the hill way down in the Arkansas. Her pa ran up and called me son down in the Arkansas. He tied the knot with his rifle gun way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas. Down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas, down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas.
Was the Ozarks.
That was the Ozarks record, that's true. It was called Down in the Arkansas was the second one, as you probably heard from the chorus. And the first song was called Bunker Hill, I believe. And this is a really nice album because it's all tunes that were collected in the Ozark Mountains and put onto a record. So these are all just traditional songs that have been sung and passed down in the Ozarks.
And Miles doesn't have this record tonight, but maybe another night. It's called the, it's a lot of fiddle tunes, and yeah, it's really good.
Oh, well, maybe we have it. We'll look after we put on the next song. And for the next tune, we're going to go back to Castles in the Air, and we're going to play a couple more jigs and reels, because those are always really fun. So
and also very jiggy.
Jiggy, yeah. Jiggy and really? Jiggy and really?
No, okay. Jiggy.
Just jiggy? Okay,
and
well.
Dancy.
Okay, well, our next tune is going to come from Castles in the Air record, and here it is.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, well, that was a lovely little medley.
I just like to talk about the one before it. The one that was kind of long.
The long one?
Yeah. So that one, I don't like it only because, I mean, I like it, but sometimes you gotta be in the mood for it, and right now I just didn't like it.
So. You weren't in the mood?
No.
You didn't get in the swingy or the reely or the jiggy of it?
No.
Okay.
So
you didn't like that one so much?
The one I actually just found out that the one I'm talking about that Miles seems to have is called Blue Boys Blue.
The record that you wanted to have? Yeah, that one? Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to play that next, and it's pretty good.
Actually, before that, we're going to play one other, a banjo song, because I like the banjo so much.
Yeah. He always picks it up.
Always picks up the banjo?
Yeah.
So that was a long, so the long tune we heard from Castles in the Air was, it's a medley, so there are a couple songs mixed in there. And so traditionally people, in the recording obviously it's not, but if someone's playing like a concert or just jamming or something, when they change tunes everybody will make a lot of noise and hoot and holler when they change tunes, just
like
for the fun of it.
Just like this, wait.
And,
just like right now.
Okay, well, Pfeffer, are you going to figure out your bell? Ding, 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 ding. Okay, well, that...
I figured it out, so...
Well, that signifies the next piece. And the next piece I really like, it's another Earl Scruggs piece.
And it's... Didn't you say before it had a little banjo in it?
Yeah, this one is all banjo.
All
right. So here is a little Earl Scruggs.
All banjo.
All banjo, yeah, that's true. Okay, and here it is. Wait.
Enjoy.
Now here it is.
Earl, what's the name of this tune?
The Nashville Skyline Rag.
Okay, well, that one was called Nashville Skyline Rag. And Pepper's very excited to say the name of the next piece. You know what it's called? It's called
Peking Fling.
Peking Fling, yeah. It's another banjo tune.
And then after that, we're going to listen to Blow Boys Blow. And it's going to... The one that we're actually going to listen to, I don't know if it has banjo or not, but I'm sure it's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, I just want to talk a little bit about this last piece that we heard, this last tune we heard. It's really fun because in the end, there's like five instruments playing. And I don't know if you heard in the ending, they all got a little riff, kind of like the guitar and the banjo, and everybody got a little riff. And I just thought that's a nice way to.
And what I saw is that. I don't know if you noticed, but in the song it used to go like da 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 da, and then it would stop, and it would go da 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 da, and it would keep on going like that. I thought it was kind of cool. So
you thought it was kind of cool, Pepper? Can you get a little closer to your mic? Cause it's kind of hard to hear you sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our next piece is called. What's it called, Pepper?
Peking Fling.
Peking Fling, and it's another Earl Scruggs banjo piece.
Just
and
like one book I know.
Just like the piece we just heard. And here is Peking Fling.
Enjoy.
Okay, that was, what was it called, Pepper? Peking Fling?
Peking Fling.
Peking Fling. Yeah, that's a pretty fun name. And you were telling me you had something fun you wanted to talk about in that one, right?
What's it called? Oh, yeah. So, did you notice how it was, like, a song, and then it would go from, like, a song from, like...
It would go one part to the next part, kind of?
Yeah, it would go from, like, yeah, kind of, it would go, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then it would go to a much different note then.
No. Yeah, and that was fun. Like, there was like some up high plucking.
And did you notice at the end, instead of like all the instruments, the guitar,
they all
banjo,
got a chance.
They all got in and
they had
so
a nice
it was
chance.
Kinda nice. And yeah.
And you're very excited for our next piece, right, Pepper?
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's called.
It's from the record.
Yeah.
Blow Boys Blow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll listen to a Blow Boys Blow record then, and we'll talk a little bit about the tune afterwards. So here is the Blow Boys Blow record.
Pilot, he looks out ahead with a hand in the chains, even of the lead, and the old man roars to wake the dead. Come and get your oats, me son.
Hop jamboree, hop jamboree, your long-tailed black man, come up behind. Hop jamboree, hop jamboree, trying to get your oats, me son.
Now we're past the lizard lights and the start me boys will heave in sight. Soon be abreast of the Isle of Wight. Come and get your oats, me son.
Hop jamboree, hop jamboree, long tail black man, come up behind. Hop jamboree, hop jamboree, trying to get your oats, me son.
For when we get to the black wool docks, them pretty young gals come down in flocks with a short leg drawers and long-tailed frocks. Come and get your oats, me son.
Hop jamboree, hop jamboree, your long-tailed black man, come up behind. Hop jamboree, join and get your oats, me son.
So that was Bull Boys Blow, and that's our first song, and I hope you like it. So
it's called Whoop Jamboree, right?
Yeah.
Fun name, right?
And the next one is called
Foggy Mountain Chimes.
Yeah, Foggy Mountain Chimes. We might pass on that one and go to a different song than my brother.
No, we're not going to pass on it. That's the one that it's another banjo tune, and I'll talk a little bit about it afterwards. It's very fun, though, and I think you'll hear the part.
What do you know? I noticed is all the other songs was just banjo. Like it was a song, and that one was much different because it was singing.
It was singing?
Yeah.
And that's actually a really fun song because we sometimes do juggling and watch some juggling performances.
My brother and some other people.
We do some juggling, and that's a fun song to juggle with.
Yeah.
And we've heard and seen juggling many people juggle with that song. Yeah.
And rocks.
Our next song is going to be called Foggy Mountain Chimes.
So, yeah.
And, I hope you like it. And there's some really fun stuff that happens on the banjo in that piece that I'll talk about afterwards.
Yeah. And, it's going to be nice. And the one in the middle is
Foggy Mountain Chimes.
Yeah, I thought Miles, I said we were going to pass on the next Blow Boys Blow, so I didn't know.
That was Foggy Mountain Chimes, and I really like that piece because you can hear as he plucks the strings, he kind of tunes them a little bit, and they go like, bow, and that's really fun. And I really like that, and I just want to give a quick shout out to a friend who's listening in Austin, Texas, Nora, and so... And Johnny, and I'm glad you're listening from Texas. And, Pepper, do you have anything to say about our next piece, Patty West? It's a really fun piece.
Well,
It's from Blow Boys
really
Blow.
It's really musical, which is really nice.
And it's from Blow Boys Blow. So we may as well just play it then, I guess.
And we only have, 10, 15 minutes left, so.
Yeah. So, here's...
I don't want to get too chatty.
Blow Boys Blow.
Thank you. Oh, as I was walking down London Road, I come to Paddy West's house. He gave me a feed of American hash and he called it Liverpool Scouse. He said, there's a ship that's wanting hands and on her you'll quickly sign. Her mate is a bastard, a bosun's worse, but she will suit you fine. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. Well, when I'd had a feed, me boys, the wind began to blow. He sent me up in the attic, the main royal fort to stow. But when I got up in the attic, no main royal could I find. So I turned around to the window and I furled the window blind. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. Now Paddy piped all hands on deck, their stations for to man. His wife stood in the doorway with the bucket in her hand, and Paddy sings out, now let her rip, and she flung the water our way, saying, clew up your fore-to-gansel, boys, she's taken in the spray. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. Now seeing we're off to the southward, boys, to Frisco we was bound. Old Paddy called for a length of rope and he laid it on the ground. And we all stepped over and back again, and he says to me, that's fine. Now when they ask if you've been to sea, you can say you've crossed the line. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. Now there's only one thing for you to do before you sail away. That's to step around the table where the bullocks underlay. And when they ask, was you ever at sea, you can say 10 times round the horn, and be Jesus, you're a sailor since the day that you was born. Put on your dungaree jacket and walk up looking your best, and tell them you're an old sailor man that's come from Paddy West.
Well, that was Paddy West.
And that was pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. So that song has a funny, kind of funny story. It's hard to kind of pick out of the song, but I learned about it from a friend, and they told me that it's actually about a guy who owns, like, a inn or a boarding house kind of in London, and he'd take in, like, boys, kind of, and they'd pretend it was a ship, so they'd go up into the attic, and they'd close the blinds and pretend they were, like, hoisting up the sails, and it was in a storm, so they'd say like, oh, we're taking in the spray because the windows were open and water was pouring in and stuff like that. So that's pretty fun.
Miles, I have a question.
Yeah.
What were they actually on?
They're actually just in a house. But we've come to the end of the hour, which went by so quickly. And
yeah, I know. We only have like 3 minutes left.
I was really glad to have Pepper on.
Yeah.
And that was really fun to have. Surprise guest.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Music of Recent Centuries. It's on every third Sunday of the month.
And I might come back
next month.
Yeah, next month.
Okay. We're going to close out with another piece from Castles in the Air. And I hope you have...
Thank you to listening to
Music of Recent Centuries.
So, yeah.
And here is our next piece.